Hi.
Nancy, this is such a special series for you. Was there something about Isabel or the series itself that really made you want to be a part of the show?
You are absolutely correct. It is a very special series for me, and I almost feel like my entire career has led me to this role of Isabel, who I look at as every woman. She is a contemporary heroine who is a fully fledged person, woman. She stands on her own right, and I love the milieu of the whole show, that it's set on this ranch. And just a little sidebar, I feel like I'd been bugging my husband because I'm such a person that loves homes. Everywhere we go, every vacation we take, I'm saying, let's look at the real estate. Let's look, even though we don't buy anything anywhere. So I had been fantasizing about a ranch, and wouldn't it be great to have land and animals and things like that? And I almost feel like I manifested this role, because no sooner did I present this idea to my husband, which he rejected. He just sort of listens to me and nods and nothing happens. But this part came along, so I'm living out that fantasy, and it's really a delight.
How familiar then with you were you with ranch life before taking on the show and maybe attending cowboy camp on your own?
No, nothing, none. I have these grandiose dreams. I also would love to live in a castle. I mean, it's just these, it's the romantic in me. I mean, I have a dog. That's about as far into ranching as I go. But this was fully immersive. First of all, we were filming on an actual cattle ranch in Calgary, Alberta, which is at the base of the Rocky Mountains, and it's incredibly beautiful. Cattle ranches everywhere you can see. And so there were cows every day, and we had horses, and we had expert wranglers who were teaching us how to ride, and also how one cares for these animals. And there was an episode, it might have been on last week, where we have this horse, a mare, who foals. And I didn't really know about that process of when a mare gives birth. And so it was really, it was quite an education. It's fascinating. It's just fascinating, fascinating world to me. And I came to really love the animals and love the horses that were on the ranch. There was actually a mare that had a little horse, a foal, a colt. And in the 4 months we were there, we watched this colt grow up. And I would be remiss in saying that he tried desperately to crash our chute and be in shots and and play with the other horses and just be with us. But it was such a delight.
Well, all of these boys are supposed to be your babies, and you're no stranger to familial roles. So I think this
Yes.
is such a special series, too, because Missy is now your adopted sort of daughter. She's a McMurray, not
Yes.
maybe by blood, but by
By
marriage.
marriage.
And it's so sweet to see Isabel take her under her wing. What is it for Isabel that really connects her with Missy? Is it the loss of their shared loss? Is it that
Yeah.
Missy, she sees maybe herself in her?
I think for Isabel, and I think a lot of what the show is about and makes a point of saying is that family is possibly one of the most important aspects and treasures we have in life. And that family is not necessarily defined by birth or genetic connection. A family can be anything, anybody, and it's that connection, the togetherness and the reliability of each other and the accountability for each other, that is one of the great things in life. And Isabel is a woman who lost her husband when she was pregnant with her third son, and that loss was very devastating. So she's very much been the sole woman in a man's world, running this ranch, raising three boys, and just having to deal with a lot of things that it would have been great to have a partner for. And here comes, and another woman, just to share that burden and to know what that is like. And here comes this woman in the name of Missy, and she marries her oldest son, and they form a bond and a connection. They come from the same place spiritually, idealistically. They just share a love of the land, and also it's a different way, I think, that women look at the process of ranching and the land. And I'm going to go off on a little tangent here. I mean, just in my research, because I found that there are a lot of women actually in America and probably in Canada too, that are running ranches single-handedly. They're not, they are the financial people. They are the people that are getting in the ground and getting their hands dirty. And this is kind of an interesting phenomenon, and the way that they approach it is a bit more holistically than a lot of men do. And it's about sustainability and keeping on and the earth. And it's just a whole different point of view. And with Missy and Valeria, who is an adopted daughter, and who Isabel has adopted really without asking any questions, just took her under her wing, she's formed this pact of like-minded individuals. And any way she can grow her family, she's very happy to do that.
With that said, then, could Isabel maybe see Missy romantically involved with another one of her sons, or does she feel like her daughter needs to move on from the McMurray family, you know, her adopted daughter in that way needs to move on from a love life with one of the McMurray boys?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, because I think that Isabel intuits a lot of things that maybe the other characters don't even know themselves. And if, as far as Isabel is concerned, there's no such thing as fair. Life happens, and wherever you find your bliss is where it's meant to be. And she struggles with that sometimes, but I think that's firmly what she believes in her core. And who knows, I think certainly selfishly, she would love to just keep Missy around. And she fights to and negotiates with her to have her stay on the ranch, even to ask her to coach her son. But I don't know, I wonder if there is sort of method to her madness. I don't think she would mind. Whatever keeps Missy around would make her happy.
There's such beautiful cinematography to this, and there's so many beautiful episodes. Every single one keeps your heart racing, but also really sort of melts your heart at the same time. Is that what you think really has made Ride such a fast fan favorite series? Of course, there's the barrel racing and all of the action that comes with it too, but there's also so much heart and familial love to it as well.
I think you've hit on something that is really the cornerstone of the series. And certainly for me as a performer and as a viewer, those are the things that lock me into something and make me want to keep returning week after week to a story, because I become invested emotionally in these characters and I care about them. And I think it's one of the things that this show has done supremely well is to get people to really invest in who these people are and care about them and want to know what happens to them. And whether it's something moving or something suspenseful or something incredibly joyful, I think we've tapped into that in a very intense way. And I mean, certainly there are thrills, and I'm not going to say that the scenery, I mean, we would show up to set each day and just the sun would come up and our breath would be taken away. I mean, it would just, it was so breathtaking, these mountains and this land and the animals and the ranch. I almost feel like we could have pointed the camera any which way and caught, there's not a bad shot to be had. But it was a dream job, and I count myself as the lucky one to be able to film in such a gorgeous place. Inspiring. It was really inspiring is really a good word for it.
Well, I think if you had social media, you would be able to see how special and how touching the series has become to so many so quickly. So I appreciate you taking so much of your time to chat with me about the show. As I gushed plenty already.
Thank you.
The show I'm really is shot so like beautifully.
Thank you.
Shot is, it's so beautifully shot, and all of you are just so touching with the acting you do. So be ready for Ranch Life number 2. Your husband will have to get used to it.
I think so. Thank you. Whoever's ears, thanks.
All right. Be safe and be well. Thank you again, Nancy.
Thanks. My pleasure. Thank you.